The wrongs, we must right. The fights, we must win. The future we must secure together for our nation. This is what's in front of us. This determines what's next for all of us. We are Marines. We were made for this.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Or misplace your keys more than you'd like to admit? As we get older, our brain slows down. We need to protect it. That's why I use Methylene Blue, the nootropic everyone is talking about to boost focus, memory, and mental clarity. Want to stay sharp, boost your focus, and protect your brain long term? Go to livegood.com/SXM to shop all of LiveGood's highest quality products at the lowest prices anywhere. livegood.com/SXM.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sometimes it's obvious why a person has a nickname, and other times the nickname might make no sense at all. It can happen that no one can remember how the nickname came to be applied. And why do we have them anyway? What's wrong with the names we were given? Josh Crosby went out into the sunshine to ask people about their alternative monikers.
I've always been Nelly. My name is Sarah and I've always been Nelly.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. My mum, my auntie Shirley always calls me Nelly. And there was an elephant in the zoo, you know the way Nelly the elephant, and they call it Sarah. So that was disgusting behaviour, but yeah, so Nelly.
Do you call anyone in your life a nickname, or is this himself?
Yes.
Would you call him like a pet
name? His name's Christian. His mum calls him Christy or Chris Cross. And when we were on holiday, he got the nickname G.I.T. I don't know if you can say that on the radio. Yeah.
Good, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
Right. So my own name is Jake. So my mum calls me Jakey. Then I'm called Jake the Snake by the lads. And I'm called Jake the Flake in the office.
Right.
Because, I came in one day with a mountain ice cream and it was a flake in it. And I was obsessed with the flake. So they call me Jake the Flake.
What's your nickname?
Twan. I'm a Twan. So I call Twan all the time.
Is there twin one and twin two? Or how do you differentiate?
Just Twan. Well, used to it now. Yeah, yeah.
And have you ever came up with a nickname for someone else?
Sledge.
Why did they get the name Sledge?
I just kind of looks like a sledgehammer, like, so call him Sledge, you know.
My name is Presley, so people call me Press, or my family here called me Prezzo, which I think is a very Dublin thing. I got that when I moved here. Usually I just add Y's onto the end of people's names for nicknames, kind of uncreative, but yeah.
So a Y, so if someone is Sean, it's Shawnee.
Yeah. So that's usually how it goes, I think.
Some people call me Marzo.
Marzo. But is your name Margaret or?
No, it's Marion.
Marion?
Yeah.
Marion. So Marzo.
Yeah.
And that's there from when you were young?
Yeah, it kind of happened years ago. Yeah.
You know the real close friends who call you Marzo?
Well, just a few from years ago.
About, did you ever come up with a name for someone yourself? Or?
Well, I probably have a few names of people, but I couldn't put down my body hair. No.
Too explicit?
Not really. Just, you know, they don't know.
Oh, right, they don't know. Well, it's hardly a nickname if they don't know what it is. That's more like an insult. Kira Sadlier, who's often known as Sweetheart Pigeon or Sunshine, has been pondering this in today's Irish Times afternoon, Kira.
Hi, Sean, how are you?
Why do you think people do it?
I think it's a term of endearment. It's a way of being affectionate. I certainly think when it comes to nicknames, where you're giving somebody a special name, It can kind of enhance their sense of identity, or they might feel more individual if they have a really common name, and then they get a nickname, which is, you know, something a bit out of the ordinary. It could make them feel a bit more special.
Yeah.
So I guess your name is common, like John or something, which is a gorgeous name, but you get a name like Blocker because you're a great defender on the football pitch. It's more distinct, I think.
I suppose, and there might be a story to it as well when people ask why you're called Blocker.
Exactly, it makes it more interesting. Yeah, but often people don't seem to know why they were called certain names.
Now your partner calls you Sunshine. Is that like all the time?
All the time. Yeah, he doesn't use my name, Akira. If he did, I think it would be time to call an ambulance, or that somebody had died, and I almost find it offensive when he calls me by my real name, because I love that he calls me Sunshine, and it makes me feel very loved, and I guess I'm happy that he would think of me that way.
Yeah. The if you're having a row, would he call you, still call you Sunshine?
No. We probably wouldn't. There'd be no names used at all.
Right, okay. But you know the way you might, if you have a shortened version, sometimes if you use the long formal version, it's to make them pay attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And do you have more than one set of, like, I understand some people call you Kiki as well.
Yeah, my daughter's 14 and her friends call me Kiki, which I kind of, it's nice in a way that they have a nickname for me, but in another way, it was kind of hard to swallow because I would have been used, not that I wouldn't want them to call me my Mrs. Sadler, but I would have been used to calling my parents' friends by their Mr. Sadler, Mr. whatever, Mr. Wheeler and Mr. Until they told me it's okay. And I can remember being 18, 19 and my friend's parents saying, you can call me Harry now.
Yeah. That's, I suppose it's a different era now. Don't use the Mr. or Mrs. type thing anymore.
No, but I don't mind that they call me Kiki. But it did take a little bit of getting used to.
Now, I asked that because I've a Kiki as well. Her full name is Keelan, and I was shortened down to Kiki, though. More when she was a child. It's kind of got, it's gone back to Keelan now.
So she doesn't like when you call her Kiki?
No, I don't know. It's more kind of like she was a child, she was a Kiki, and she's a sister called Saoirse, who was Cece when she was, and so I wouldn't call them that so much, or their siblings wouldn't call them that so much.
Yeah, anymore. My brother's called Conan, and my kids call him Coco, and I still remember the delight. He was just delighted to be called Coco.
How do you feel then? Now, because I've a Reiki kid, so I just call them all honey. And just because I'm trying to struggle to remember their names. But I've occasionally, because I'm surrounded by people who are, around the same age in this office, a honey has slipped out and then I'm waiting for it to be dragged up to HR for...
Yeah, is it like calling the teacher ma'am or something?
But it can be construed a certain way kind of thing. So, like, how do you, like, are there names, like, if someone calls you pet or dear or something, I mean a business associate or that kind of thing, how would you feel about that?
It gives me something to think about. It does happen, but, in my work, I'm giving people advice, and so I would like to be professional with them, but in a call recently, somebody ended the call by calling me pet.
Yeah.
And, I don't know about that, but he was such a lovely man. He was so lovely in general that I thought, okay, well, we'll let that one slip. But if I was talking to somebody who I felt like he was generally, or she was being generally patronizing or whatever, and they called me pet or sweetheart or something, I'd probably just ask them to call me Kira.
I suppose, it's context. So, would there be those terms? Would there be a list of those terms that you'd automatically go, eh, and others, if the context was right, you'd go, no, that's nice.
So people calling me love is great. In the supermarket, in a taxi, on the street, any of that is perfect. But I do remember somebody from Irish Water coming and he was looking at the drains and we were just having a conversation. He said, listen, love. And I said, no, you can't. If you put listen in front of it, then it's not going to work.
Yeah. But sometimes it can seem genuinely nice, I suppose, though it could be risky depending on the circumstances.
I think it gives you a connection with people and it makes it a little bit more personal somehow, even though that person could have called 100 people love that day.
Yes.
I think it kind of goes back to feeling like you said, it's you call your kids honey or whatever, it might just go back to that feeling of being a child and being loved and safe and secure and people being sweet and kind to you.
Yeah, also if you can't remember names, it's a handy one as well. If you're called Sunshine at home, what do you call your husband?
I don't have anything quite as affectionate as that. His name's Morris, but so we call him Mo, and again the kids might call him Mo, and that's what the kids' friends would call him as well. But I haven't come up with something more inventive than that.
Yeah. Okay. And does it happen to you occasionally that someone will use those kind of terms, but in a really patronizing way?
It doesn't. It certainly doesn't happen too much, I guess. I'm 43 and I get referred to as a girl or a young one or whatever. So if I give a big presentation and somebody would come up to me and say, "Aren't you a great girl now after doing that?" I guess it's not a nickname or like an endearment, but that in those circumstances, I have 3 children and a mortgage and I take out the bins and so I can do a presentation as well. So in those terms,
you're a great girl for doing that. No.
I know.
Ciarán, thank you so much for speaking with us today. And that's Ciarán Sadler there, and that piece is in today's Irish Times. A few comments on that. I called our son a one-syllable name so that it could never be shortened. He came home from school and everyone called him by his much longer surname. You can try your best as a parent, but it's beyond your control. My name is Rebecca, and I hate when people call me Becky. I am not a Becky. Yeah, that's probably an ongoing struggle, especially if someone decides that you don't mind being called this. When my 84-year-old man was born, my grandmother was too unwell to bring her to get registered. She asked a neighbour to register my mam as Breda. The neighbour didn't like that name, so registered her as Christine. Everyone calls her Breda. Oh, my God. Oh, I wonder, was there a bit of spite in that, really? I wonder what happened afterwards when they found out. My brother was never once called by his official name in our house growing up. Even his wife calls him by his nickname. I know it's been a problem for booking flights and things like that because most people have never called him Richard ever. I'm intrigued by what perhaps the surname might be. I think every family has a little pet names for each other. I never heard my father call my mother anything else but my darling. I think we tend to just add O to the ends of names. Nevo, Nilo, Ado. There was that just to become more of a Dublin thing, putting O's at the ends of things. When my son was small, he thought his mother's name was Pet because that's what I called her. Well, that's nice. I hate the term babe. It is used by a certain type of man early on in dates, and it's way too overly familiar. I always cringe when I hear men calling women love when they don't know them. Comes across as condescending. Always called men and women man, hey man, mate, etc. And someone else says, I've never felt better than being called son by an old Scottish man when I used to work in a supermarket. Well, I suppose it depends what point you are on the kind of age spectrum.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
To realize the future America needs, we understand what's needed from us. To face each threat head on, we've earned our place in the fight for our nation's future. We are Marines. We were made for this.